The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Denizens of ReviewParty.com, I summon thee. I am Brent.
I am Matt.
Here on the mighty Amazon Mountain, we explore reviews from the internet and we make comedy upon them like gods throwing thunderbolts.
We don't care.
We don't care. We'll make you laugh anywhere, just like Zeus will throw some lightning anywhere.
And praise be if you end up among the stars.
We'll turn into some sort of yellow liquid and trickle into your jail cell and appear to tell you a joke.
Yeah. We'll materialize in a big pot of chili.
I'm not familiar with the time Zeus did that.
Yeah, it's potatoes.
Hey. just the face forming in the chili and it tells you a joke.
Yes, I mean, or breaks you out of prison.
Sure. Well, in that story, Zeus didn't break the girl out of prison.
No, he impregnated her.
Yeah.
By looking at her.
In the biblical sense.
If you touch me, you'll die.
In the mythological sense, he looked at her.
Hey, you know how some podcasts, the hosts, like, talk about how their weeks was?
Yeah. Those are the best.
I hate it. I think it's stupid. Luckily, something that happened to me this week could happen on any week, anywhere, and it doesn't matter. And it's a pretty applicable situation to most people. Mm-hmm. Someone from my office was leaving. There's going to be their last day. This could happen to anybody. People have last days all the time. I kind of got along with this person. Not great, but kind of. And I leave an hour earlier than this person. And, you know, I'm saying have a good weekend, because it was a Friday. And I get to this person and I say, enjoy the greener pastures, Anne. And, you know, office politics, office garbage, office lingo. She says, okay, yeah, thanks, Matt, you too. Like she's already dialed up the automatic reply. Oh yeah, thanks Matt, you too. And I'm like tap the brakes. I'm like, oh, me too? Yeah. And do you know something I don't?
You're like a little sheep. You know, she thinks home for you is such a green pasture. She just Maybe. Thinks that you don't have any problems in your life at all.
I guess, yeah, my I have greener pastures every day, I guess, technically. When I leave the office, I am going to greener pastures. But it disgusted me. How are you doing? Fine. Have a good day, sir. You too. Good morning. Thanks. What?
No, it's worse than that.
What?
Is when you pass someone multiple times a day in the hall, and they insist on keep saying hi.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, no, let's just lock forward and pass each other. I've said hi to you twice, and the third time we made a little small impassing little small talk that didn't even get to finish properly. You know what I mean?
Pop the head, pop the chin. Yeah.
Weather. Bye.
We have too many interactions. Someone's gonna become someone's work wife, work husband. We have work dangerous liaisons. Mm. I'm not ready. I don't invest that much time in your life.
Yeah, if I wanted to say hi to you at work, I'd go to your desk and say hi to you. This passing in the halls is nothing to
God. It was just it was an eye-opening 5 seconds. My God. It's your last day and you have that to say to me. Luckily, people in reviews on the internet have far more tact than Anne.
Yeah, I think
she didn't even let people know where she was going to work. What kind of excuse my language, cocksucker does that. If you leave the office, you tell people where you're going, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's good. Closer, better money.
Yep, you say where you're going. So then no one asks any questions, I think. That's just... We're yep, I'm leaving. Yep, new job. Okay, okay. Cut, print. The awkwardness. Listen,
your secrets
that awkwardness.
Give you powers over me, and I hate it. Anyway, I love reviewers because they reveal their secrets usually.
This character right here is wearing their secrets on their sleeve. This is a Yelp review to start things off from Amsterdam Brew House in Toronto, Canada.
Canada.
This review is written by UE. They write, "Eek! Methinks not. We came here with a group of friends to grab a bite. Everyone working here seems to have totally bad morale and mood. We had to ask multiple times to get seated, and a few more times for someone to clean the table for us. But that is all right. The person in charge of cleaning the table sprayed the table with cleansing liquid, which he pretty much got on all of us when while spraying.
Yes.
When I asked, why do you not spray it to the towel and then clean with that, he mentioned his manager wouldn't be happy if he does that. I am guessing he is happier when he is getting the cleaning spray on our faces. Later, he brought 4 glasses of water, and one of the glasses was missing, half of itself broken and shattered. That is how they served us for that day. We had to leave this ugly place. 1 star.
You know, after regaling everyone with my office story, I feel like I sympathize with the workers.
Oh,
you know, when
you.
Management sucks that much, good Lord, you just...
Yeah, man, I can't even clean the fucking table properly. My boss will get mad at me. I have to do this stupid way. Will you leave me alone, please?
I fully know there's going to be backsplash. It's going to be ricocheting off the table, onto your laps, onto your faces. There's nothing I can... My hands are tied. And I wish it were my neck.
I got written up last week because I didn't splash a lady with my cleansing spirits.
You got to be able to smell that funk. Smell that. That's not bleach. We're not sure what it is. It's effective, though.
It comes out of a thing on the wall. It says cleaning liquid. It's the blue one. The orange one's for the floor. I promise you got the blue one, okay?
Don't mix that up.
You're cleaning the table with the floor cleaner. You're cleaning the floor with the table mixer. It's anarchy in the Amsterdam tap house. Yeah. People will be walking on the tables, eating off the floor. What the hell are the things going on?
It's bohemian. Boho chic.
Boho chic. How many bohos does it take to clean a table?
Just one that actually has motivation. And I know. Okay. UE, I feel for you too. That's got to be awful. I hate when they do that, when they wipe their dirty rag on the table and they're like, oh, you swept the crumbs right on me. It's good, 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 man. A little appetizer. Sweet.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it gets busy, but if that table's not prepped by the time I'm sitting down, I'm bummed. You know, I'm like, well, what is it? Where am I going to put my phone? You know, I can't even get settled. And I start freaking, I get a little stir crazy.
If the glass is cracked, ugh.
I started hoping for that cleansing liquid to be sprayed, and not upon the table.
Just the whole place?
The whole place. The whole place be cleansed.
Let God flood this place for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not coming back till that happens.
Do you buy the points that everyone here seemed to have bad morale and mood?
There's probably one person.
Yeah, they talk to one sad busboy.
Yeah, usually your waiter, waitress is like peppy at least a little, or at least maybe ornery in that chipper way. Like, here is your slop. They don't pay me enough.
Yeah. They either let you in on the joke a little too much sometimes, huh?
Yeah, you shouldn't have told me that, but I like you.
Hey, what do you recommend? Like I eat here. Oh. Well, not even lunches sometimes? As
the cigarette ash just drops off. This is non-smoking? What?
Yeah, I just microwave chicken tenders on my lunch break. I don't really eat here.
You seen the 7-Eleven at the end of the block? Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, the bakery across the street gives the right day-old bread for free, so I'd recommend that. Do you have a review?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to go with one that I think will tickle your nads just a bit.
I was drinking water, sir. Oh, man.
This is an Amazon review for the film Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. The Amazon listing does not reference the subtitle, but we all know it's Turtles in Time.
Absolutely. Worst movie, best arcade game.
Fair, yeah. I think you're going to have a lot in common with Jesse, who titles their review, "Not Worth Your Time, Stick to the First Two Epic Films." Jesse writes, "After the first two epic movies, this one falls flat on its face. The worst part was when April rips her very elegant samurai dress to become a miniskirt, and two of the turtles yell, 'Swing!' I wouldn't watch it again. 1 star.
See, that's kind of the highlight for me.
Because everything is a low light for the most part.
The turtles were still cracking wise. You know?
As they do.
The animatronic suits were still way ahead of their time.
Yet somehow worse than the previous films.
Yeah, that's true. It's weird that they start to glow down in quality. I think in one, they looked great, but I guess they're impossible to move in. Two, I think they hit the sweet spot between mm-hmm. the two. Three, the turtles start look sick. It's set in Meiji Japan, Samurai Era Japan.
Yeah.
So the lighting is always beautiful. Land of the Rising Sun. It's always
very bright.
Those sick turtles.
Very not the typical turtle habitat of dark alleyways, gutters, subway tubes.
There's hardly any daylight scenes at all. In the first one, they're always in the sewer. It's always nighttime when they go out. Or I think when they're at the cabin, but those are all kind of golden hour dusk scenes.
Yeah, very like Gone with the Windy. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at this little homestead. They're just wistful, sitting in a bathtub, sitting on a bench swing, fighting in the woods.
Casey Jones getting pissed at the broken bench swing, eating a green apple.
Anyone eating a green apple in a movie, that's peak filmmaking.
Yeah, you got the weird subplot with Mikey dating the geisha girl. Mikey, I'm all for that. Too bad it's boring.
Yeah, you've got this subplot of Casey Jones not getting to fight, but teaching monks how to play hockey or something.
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm from New Jersey. What the fuck is worshiping Buddha? You know what I mean? Have some tailored ham there, Satoshi.
Yeah. You know, I called this girl a princess once. It was pretty good. It was in the first movie. I don't have much to do in this one.
I'm kinda lost over here in feudal Japan, you know what I'm saying? You know what the rangers are? That's the kind of my wheelhouse. Rangers, vigilantes. You guys got vigilantes? Satoshi just stares at him blankly.
I guess we kind of cracked it. Thank you it was the lighting all along.
It really was the lighting.
You can hide
was
so
miscue.
Much with lighting.
And it brings out so much other things.
Yeah, we're geniuses. Wow.
Man, and the first compared that one's romantic, awkward romantic subplot to the smoldering slow burn between April and Casey in the first movie.
Yeah, when they finally connect.
Yep, and I believe Donnie and Mikey, what do you know, are in the same room, unbeknownst to them, eating pork rinds and wisecracking.
Yeah.
Donnie and Mikey need a podcast. Just, it's called Pork Rinds and Pizza.
I don't listen to podcasts much, but I'd listen to them.
Yeah, I'd listen to them over us.
Brothers usually have a good rapport on mic.
Especially if one of them is voiced by Corey Feldman.
Oh, Corey.
I have a review.
Do you?
Speaking of foods that start with P,
mm-hmm.
I have a review from Amazon for Learning Resources Big Feelings Pineapple, 30 pieces. Ages 3 plus, social emotional learning toy for boys and girls, body awareness, toddler learning toys, Easter toy for kids.
Okay. I was going to ask, is this Mr. Potato Head, but a pineapple?
So this is Mr. Potato Head, what a pineapple.
I think I found the same thing recently. I'm very excited for a review, though, because I didn't get one.
Reva Davis has a review for Mr. Potato Head, but a pineapple. She titles it Mr. Pineapple Head.
Rita.
She writes, so my nephew is obsessed with Mr. Potato Head, so I thought it would be cool to get him this pineapple as a gift. Best decision ever. He loves to assemble the pieces and make interesting faces. Hasn't put it down yet. 5 stars.
Good Lord. Get the thing out of the kid's hands. Yeah.
This thing is cursed. It is literally attached to this child's hands.
He's frantically trying to like decode what combination of arms and eyebrows and eyes will release me from this.
It is like what's that cube from Hellraiser?
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that thing
that
is.
That thing.
They have to solve freaking Pandora's box over here of pineapple feelings.
Meanwhile, Mom and Aunt Rita are standing in the background. Wow, he sure loves that thing. Gosh. Okay, let's go back in the kitchen. He's set.
The kid is screaming internally. Help me! Day by day, the kid starts to look more pineapple, and the pineapple starts to look more kid.
Yeah, he turns into a little voodoo pineapple doll.
But he's got big feelings.
I don't know. Feed the child. Put a juice box in his hand.
For some reason, he's refusing to eat pineapple. He said something about not being able to consume the flesh of his kin.
One
kids
of
say
us.
The darndest things.
One of us.
I will say, not to completely rag on Mr. Pineapple here, he does have some cute face options. Perhaps slightly emoji inspired. He's got some heart eyes.
Oh, that's cute.
He's got a little tongue out. He's got squiggly, swirly eyes in case your pineapple's high.
That's some new age stuff. Yeah, I don't think Mr. Potat comes with that.
I think Potat might have had a tongue out. I remember I had a baseball, a sort of a cool guy catcher.
Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head, backwards hat, tongue out, cheekily.
Ooh.
Very crispy stuff. You know what this little pineapple's missing, though?
What's that?
Shoes. Mr. Potato Head always came with a mean pair of galoshes.
Some classic blue kicks or something.
Oh, yeah. Got them, got those Yeezys on these. Hey, man, you go to the playground with your Mr. Potato Head, excited to share your new toy with your friends. And then Johnny over here, he's just got a Mr. Potato Head too, but he got the Yeezys version. Damn, you don't even want to show anybody. You just hide and put Potato Head back in the backpack.
Hey, yo, Mr. Potato Head got shutter shades. Sick.
Yo, Mr. Potato Head comes with an iPad mini so you can play Kanye all day.
It's got the AirPods. Yeah.
Mr. Potato Head with AirPods.
Kids these days.
The kids these days that we've constructed in our mind to torture us.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not that bad.
Do you have a quickie?
I got a quickie. I don't know that we'll be able to say too much about it. This is an Amazon review for the movie April and the Extraordinary World. You familiar with that one?
Fuck no.
Came out a few years back. It looked like a sort of a Ghibli film. But it was in France. There were like two Eiffel Towers connected or something. Anyway, Luther Johnson titles his review, "This movie is animated. Don't order it if you are thinking it is a live action movie." Luther writes, "This movie is animated. Just try to make sure that no one else orders this movie thinking that it is live action. It costs us $5.99 plus tax to find this out." Oh, one star.
God forbid.
God forbid, for one, but also, how did you not? You can get that information for free, Luther.
If you are judging a book by its cover, I'm quite sure you would have had that information.
Yeah. How did you decide to get a movie and not know? I'm beside myself.
I was going to say.
But thanks, Luther. You gave away this one for free. Now we all know.
If he can't see enough before he buys it to know that it's an animated movie, why would he even care that it's an animated movie? He's obviously not using his eyes. If you close your eyes and just listen, you can pretend it's live action.
Yeah. You could listen to, I don't know who the voice cast is, but you can listen to those. I'm sure they're celebrities as opposed
Mike
to...
Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, probably.
Who's the guy who plays Farquaad?
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow?
Lithgow.
John Lithgow? What's
his name?
I thought the guy who played... I thought he had a woman's name. Am I thinking of William H. Macy? Maybe? Are they the same guy?
They're not the same guy. They kind of got a similar timbre in their voice. But William H. Macy was the shuffler. John Lithgow was in Buckaroo Banzai and Third Rock from the Sun. So there you go.
Third Rock from the Sun. That was one of those sitcoms out in the 90s when I was a kid where I was like, yeah, it's one of the boring ones.
Yeah.
I'm sure I never gave it a chance, but that was an instant change the channel.
I remember Mark Hamill being on an episode and the cast of funny characters pretended that their little breadsticks at the dinner table were lightsabers, and Mark Hamill was like, "That's not funny."
I've never seen shit so hilarious.
Right. Joseph Gordon-Levitt's long hair. Hilarious.
He turned into a pickle.
Anyway, April in the Extraordinary World is animated. Take that fact home with you. Tell a friend.
Take that fact to the bank. Let everybody know that this movie no one knows about.
You can cash that fact in for $5.99 plus tax.
That is so not much money.
No.
To rent a movie.
Compared to clicking watch trailer, $6. Yeah.
I've never rented a movie online without at least perusing the trailer. At least giving the trailer a quick click around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even movies I know about. Might as well. Hey, the trailer's running. Run it through. Let's give away the ending right here, right now. We aren't going to give away the ending to this episode. You got to keep listening, even after the break. Let's go.
Yes.
Hey everybody, thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. ReviewParty.com. Click shop.
why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Celebrity Reviews. We're all about celebrities. We're all about... You know, when they're walking down the Sunset Strip and they say, ew, a homeless. And you're like, that's my celebrity.
A homeless by my star?
Ew. It means celebrities are people just like us. And they sometimes leave reviews, or sometimes people leave reviews of them in certain interesting situations. Today is one of those interesting situations. Because I have some Rate My Professor reviews for a certain man whose name you probably heard a lot when you were in high school. Like junior year of high school. You probably heard the name Noam Chomsky a lot.
I'm a fan of the old Chomps, actually.
You're a fan of the old Chompy Chomps?
Yeah, Chomps a socialist bastard, just like myself, if I do recall correctly.
Yeah. So in this edition of Celebrity Reviews, we're going to have those fantastic reviews of Noam himself and his teaching job. Because he's a professor at... What's the actual proper name? Like Massachusetts, I don't know. MIT. He teaches at MIT, and I think he taught somewhere else. But I had to kind of go through the Wayback Machine, that archive.org, to try and find more. Because I did find some blog posts that were talking about our boy Noam and making fun at how he got some flack. Some of that flack sounds like this. This comes to us from Nikki Stone 1 on democraticunderground.com discussion boards.
Damn.
Subject, Noam Chomsky on ratemyprofessor.com. He may be the most famous professor in the U.S. and the hero of the left, but even Chomsky gets dinged by his students. Some sample comments. So far to the left, he makes 1960s hippies look like Pat Buchanan. Thought-provoking, but a bit of a nut. I don't really know who Pat Buchanan is. Maybe back in 2005 when this was posted, I may have. But
sounds like a name that you'd drop.
Yeah, it sounds familiar, but I don't know. Someone else writes. These are just quotes that Nikki Stone lifted.
White House communications director.
Ah. Someone else wrote, "He's a complete fraud. Writes sophomoric books that he knows the ignorant liberals will treat as the Bible." Somebody else writes, "Not a bad professor, but a terrible human being. Does not support human rights, although he will claim he does." I'm not sure what that means. That's like supervillain stuff. "Of course I care about your right to oxygen." Puff, 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 puff. And then just some commentary from Nikki. Some students slammed him with ratings of 1 in categories like easiness, helpfulness, and clarity, and he didn't get a single point for hotness.
Not a single hotness.
I'm pretty
point.
Sure they took that option away. That shows you how old this is. Again, 2005. This blog post is still floating around.
No fans of the Silver Fox.
Anyway.
Of the Silver Chomsk.
Here are some from actual Rate My Professors circa years ago, a decade plus ago. No usernames, because it's anonymous, otherwise you would get in trouble at school. Someone writes, "A great professor and a gift for all mankind." Someone else writes, "An absolute charlatan." And another writes, "Fake, phony, fraud.
A snake oil salesman posing as a professor? Ivy League? I think not."
It's hard to tell. which ones are legit when viewing through the portal of time, but I was able to get some recent ones. So here is one from 2019. No, that one's boring. It just says phenomenal. One from 2011 says all around great guy. Very fresh. January 17th, 2022. Someone rating him on his Econ 1134 class. Anti-Semitic and left-wing extremist. Do not go to this POS for studying and learning. Quality of 1, difficulty 5. That says they also gave tough grader, skip class, you won't pass, and get ready to read. Which stands in stark contrast to the final gnome review, which is the juiciest, the tastiest, the gnomiest. From 2018, this person writes, when he coughed, I thought he might die. So that was quite frightening. He was otherwise really inspirational, but I guess I'm biased with my preference for the elderly. If you have the chance, take this course quick. And if you want a good grade, bring him some menthol oil to clear his airways. Quality 5, difficulty 1.
This woman saw Noam Chomsky up at the middle of the class and basically saw a teddy bear, a sweet little old yeah. man.
That's aww. How people he's infantilize dying. The elderly. Yeah. He's so precious with his little sweater full of lint. His wispy hair.
His trachea part is ripping apart at the seams. I'll get the deer some menthol oil. My
goodness, the way the gout makes him walk. So cute. There was another review. I guess I didn't grab it, but somebody said that everything is recorded, so you don't need to show up. You can get it all online.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's the way a teacher should be.
That's pretty common these days.
It's pretty common these days. Stupid person saying you need to go to class or you won't pass. You were.
If the world is getting more and more self-paced, and I'm into it. I am there for it.
I mean, that's how golf courses work. It's how classrooms should work.
Yeah, the rest of the world should just work more like a golf course.
Yeah, if you're gonna leave me in the dust, just give me the common courtesy of saying, we're playing through. All right, shoot. I guess you have my job now. I'll get there at some point. Your skills surpass mine.
Being the pro shop guy at a golf course, I always thought was a cool job. Hey, we're thinking about teeing off at this time. You just look out the window. Oh, yeah, it looks clear. Go ahead.
Hey, can I give you some new tees? These ones are orange.
Check it out, dude. You never see anything like this. These tees, orange.
It's got a little, almost like a graduated cylinder on the side. It's got markings so you can press it down two centimeters into the turf.
These balls you got, you'll hit them, they'll go pretty far. These balls I got, you'll hit them, they'll go super far. Is there even a choice?
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life, but you're only going to live it if you do it this way.
These are the balls for you, bro.
You're dying.
Fail them as much as you want.
Yeah, the dimplage, man. Pretty good dimplage.
Peter Dimplage. Yeah, we got those that new Peter Dimplage technology on these. A song of greens and holes. Dun, 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 dun. Anything else to say about the chomper?
Would you take a class? It sounds like you would take a class with the chomper.
Fuck it.
I probably would, just to make the people I went to high school with jealous.
It sounds hard, which me now, I don't feel like taking a hard college class, but I know ambitious me back then would have been like, psh, let's do it. C's get degrees, right. Baby.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, that's celebrity reviews. Thank you, Mr. Chomsky, for not dying yet. I don't know.
For being very gnome-like, not dying yet, etc. I have a review for some bottled water. Not just any bottled water.
Bottled water.
This is from Amazon. It is Poland Spring, 100% natural spring water, 16.9 ounce plastic bottles, pack of 24. This reviewer, John Windsor Cunningham, is a, let's say, uses capital letters a little liberally. I'll try and stimulate that much in my reading as much as I can.
Okay, hang on. It's so he's like capitalizing words entirely.
Entire words.
I found a review the other day where every single word was capitalized, not like the entire word, but just the first letter. And I couldn't read it.
It hurts my brain when I see that.
There's a word for it, I think. Anyway.
Having significant amounts of water like this saves so many trips to the store. And while COVID is still a threat, that is reason enough to avoid going out whenever we can. Thank heaven! A solution to the problem. No possible argument. Get the stuff. John, 5 stars.
No possible argument.
There's no possible argument against plastic bottled water, Matt. You know, the plastic bottled water has become contained in a film of rubbery plastic keeping them together. And then they have plastic labels and plastic caps.
There's probably like a cardboard underset to keep it all uniform and together. And
that's all good shit.
Shipping pallets. Yeah,
no argument against that.
God bless it. You know what else I love? I love G Fuel chili dog flavor. There's no argument against it. It's the best chili flavor energy fuel out there. Does it also suck? Yes. It's awful.
No, there's no argument against it.
Impossible. Get a Brita.
No. Drinking tap water? What are you, a barbarian?
I am unga bunga.
Neat nourishment. Mm.
If I'm not sucking it out of a bottle that is killing some fucking penguins and polar bears, then I'm not even hydrating.
If it ain't bottled, get throttled.
Right. That's Poland Springs' motto.
I hate people like this. Oh, and I hate, like you go to the doctor's office or the salon or something. They're like, can I get you some water? And like, you're nice, sure, okay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it'll be like a full-size bottle and you'll just have to cringe that they have like their special vanity label placed on it. Like, that seems wasteful. Yeah. But when it's the baby bottles that they give you.
When they give you the fucking baby bottles. What is this? This isn't, there's more liquid in a Capri Sun than those little water bottles.
Why do they make them? Don't do this to me or the planet.
At least you get a regular sized bottle. You can refill it at the water fountain, sort of, you know, recycle it yourself before you throw it away in the recycling to but not be recycled.
Right. Before it just becomes micro particles of plastic to get in your lungs and inside seals.
That's why at the review party office, we're going to have that sweet, we're going to have that water in a can. People will be like, damn.
Hey, aluminum. Woke. Infinitely recyclable.
Absolutely.
Get it. We're going to have Voss in the glass cylinders.
This podcast is made 100% out of aluminum. A lot of people don't know that.
Ting ting.
I don't save it on a hard drive. I I etch it into the side of some aluminum.
We're just using the same aluminium again and again and again.
Sustainability.
I'm here for it.
Do you have a review? I'm here for that.
Yeah. Do you want a restaurant or do you want another movie?
We've been on a fun movie kick lately. Let's go for it.
All right. I think this will continue the trend. This is an Amazon review for the movie Finding Jesus. And I know what you're thinking when you hear that title. You're thinking it's super religious, right? Let me send you the cover. Oh my goodness, there's a Finding Jesus 2. Apologies. I'm navigating. I don't want to go to sign into Walmart.com. Come on.
Oh, no.
Work with me here.
Oh, you're having some trouble finding Jesus over there, aren't you?
I can't find the little Dickens.
All right, time to get out the box with the stick.
Control V. Yeah, ding, 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 ding. I have sent you a picture of finding Jesus. How would you describe it?
I think maybe if I had seen this, I would have read this as finding Jesus.
Okay.
Just so I can eliminate some of that religious connotation, because this is about as low-budget Finding Nemo knockoff as it gets.
Correct.
Yeah, it is a fish. It says Finding Jesus. He's in an ocean with lots of other fish in the background, silhouetted. Mm-hmm. And, he is a yellow and blue, ugly-ass, second-rate fucking dollar store cover Nemo.
Correct. Yes. Obviously, this was released in 2020. It is obviously trying to play off that name recognition value of Finding Nemo with Finding Jesus. The synopsis of Finding Jesus is as follows. Join faith-fueled friends, Muggles and Joy, as they visit the beautiful Finding Jesus Bay, a place where Christian stories are told night and day. Guided by the sea's best storyteller, Professor Shark, they hear all about the endless kindness and boundless love of their creator. So, even in the description, they're like, we're not necessarily going to try and find anybody. We're not even going to try and rip the plot. Finding Jesus Bay, it's a location. Good enough.
There's a lot of conflict, a lot of character drama that happens in Finding Nemo that I think is core to what Pixar is about. That doesn't sound like there's no sort of drama, sort of where's the rising action?
Some of the reviews are very in-depth, but I chose one that's at least digestible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a review from Melinda Canton. She titles her review, I Must Repent for My Sins. Verified purchase. We're on the down low. Melinda writes, have you ever watched an underwater scene in a movie and tried to hold your breath as long as the characters do? I wanted to do that for the entirety of this movie. I think this is classified as an enhanced interrogation technique by the CIA. In the huge black voids of pupils these fish possess, I see reflected only my own sin. I have never been more aware of my own mortality than in the achingly long hour and 9 minutes of my life I will never, ever get back. Time's arrow neither reverses nor stands still, so I highly recommend you don't spend an hour of the single life Jesus has given you on this hate crime against humanity. 4 stars because the sushi guy had a funny voice. 4 stars.
Wow. Was he scared to give less stars because he might invoke the wrath of Christian gods?
God? Mm-hmm. I don't know. A lot of other reviews were like, that sushi... First of all, there's a sushi character.
Okay.
There's a character who is literally sushi in the ocean. Doesn't make sense. They're in the Atlantic Ocean, not where sushi is from. If you're going to try and make it cute, put it in the Pacific.
Sure.
Near Japan. And apparently this character was also very stereotypical Japanese.
Yeah.
In design and voice.
Melinda
thought it was hilarious.
Bring it back.
Only as a contrast to the void of black soulless eyes. There was one very, very long review that commented on their faces, how they don't have emotions. It is just talking face. Yeah, like the dog, like bark, 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 bark.
Yeah, finding whoever's on the cover there, Jesus or Mary or Gertrude or Dumpy or whatever they call the characters.
Muggles and Joy.
Yeah, I think mine were better. just, he looks like that's the face, that's the smile and eyes of someone that's in a cult. Not that I think Christianity is that, but I don't think this Finding Jesus story is putting it in a very good light with these freaky little fish.
These fish look, I mean, I can't say inhuman.
Indoctrinated.
They're trying to be human-esque because they're speaking English. And they look seriously disturbed. Sunken eyes and just like a waxy pallor to their skin. Am I, is that a right word? I think that's the right word. They look awful. They're scary.
But hey, they're learning stories about our man upstairs in this sweet bay with the shark and the racist stereotypes. What's not to enjoy? It's worth four stars in my book.
I don't know. I read a lot of reviews for this one. I shouldn't say a lot. There were only 62 total, but the people who had opinions had hard opinions. Like, you're making fun of this, of a fish getting stuck. Guess you're not as thin as you thought, huh? That's body shaming in a Christian movie. What are you doing? This thing is backwards. It's awful.
Yeah. I bet the people who made it definitely aren't Christian. I would, if I were a betting man, I'm sure they were not Christian. They were just looking to cash in. They were very Christian and just had no idea to write a comedy Pixar movie. That also, you know.
That's a possibility.
That is also a possibility. That it is not their faith or lack thereof that was the problem. It was their lack of intelligence in the written word. But hey, I feel a little closer to God after this week's episode. What about you?
I do too. Yeah. God, Zeus, all of them.
You know what they like saying? Thanks.
Thanks. We say thanks to them. They say thanks back.
And we say thanks to you. Thanks for making it to the end of episode 96, gamer. Game this one out. Big appreciated. I'd like to say thank you. And then we have new episodes every Tuesday. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. If you'd like to send in an absurd review for us to muse over, please send an email with a hyperlink to the review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com.
If you think, hey, I like those boys are fun, they'd be good company around a campfire or something. I mean, the power is in your hands to technically make that happen. If you get on the social media platforms like Instagram or TikTok, where you can find us at ReviewParty.com, or Twitter, where you can find us at ReviewPartyPod, and you start liking our stuff, sharing our stuff, spreading the good vibes, man, spreading the good word, you heard? we would appreciate it, and maybe one day we'll sit around a campfire completely naked, sacrificing fish to the... Who knows what could happen? I don't. You get to find out. If you don't want to abandon your soul on that quest, you can just go to reviewparty.com, where you can find all of our episodes, the blog where reviews are written about in every way, shape, and form, also the shop, and a whole lot of blue and fun content.
Hey, don't blow it. You listen to the show on Apple Podcasts. Why don't you leave a little review there? Apple weighs that pretty heavily against their algorithm.
Do it on Spotify now, too. Spotify added a rating feature.
There is a little rating feature, but if you leave it, but and
you,
if.
You pocket casters, you overcasters.
Yeah.
We Pod care chasers, about you too.
Goodreads. Leave a review anywhere. This week, I'm plugging Apple Podcasts. Leave a review there. If it's funny, we will feature it on the show. You betcha. What else is featured on the show? Our theme song, Nosebleeds, Bread for Breakfast. It's good. It's great. We'll check them out on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. Ooh-wah. You have a finisher, Matt? A finishing review?
I do have a finisher. I have an Amazon review for the wonderful product, GameStop gift card digital delivery by GameStop. Right. Something you and I can get right behind, right?
We love it.
Benjamin Abeda titles his review, Epic Fail, When Everyday Failure Just Isn't Enough. And Benjamin writes, Fail Sauce, 1 star. I don't know what year he's living in, but yeah. It's passed by.
I wonder what. I wonder how it turns out when you marinate some chicken in some fail sauce.
Fail sauce. It's not very good. you get butt hurt.
It's not good. I don't like it anymore.